السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444, and our report back, the title is our trip to Durban. The title for our report back is the trip to Durban. First and foremost, we received now whilst I was having lunch, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our family there, you know, Babu, Suleiman and all of them in Nigel. So their brother, and that is Abdulli, he's called, his name Abdul Karim. His wife seems to be this morning sometime. The facts are still very, very sketchy. But inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. She was strangled, murdered and martyred. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant her sister Hawa, the wife of Abdul Karim Abdulli, day in Nigel, Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant the family sabre jameel. And you know, we still don't have details because there will be post-mortem and so forth. Anyway, whatever Quran Sharif we can read, we should read. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant her, our sister Hawa, and the wife of Abdulli Abdul Kareem, they Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant, you know, Sabri Jameel. Allah grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Therefore, South Africa, you know, 57 murders per day. Always read, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah alone is the best protector. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. May Almighty Allah make our khatima ending on the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on Iman and Islam. Alhamdulillah, the morning program is going very well, and that is 4:30 to 5 past 5, and more non-Muslims are listening, and the word is spreading, mashallah. So we must thank the directors of Radio Ansar for that as well, that because they can listen to it on their radios, in their cars and so forth on FM. And then the other tafsir you saw yesterday, last night, I sent it out to you, mashallah, that from Surah Fatiha right up to Surah Muzammil you've got now. So make dua, Allah Jalla Wala accept it. And if you find any mistakes, then please contact me. Just send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184, and inshallah we will rectify it with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we started Surah Muddathir, chapter number 74 of the Noble Quran. So that is all the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And thereafter that we find that the Q&A and all that going well, bliss of marriage, mashallah. We thank our brothers Faisal Asmar, Yusuf Asmar of Sirius FM. So our trip to Durban now. So Tuesday night I heard about Miladun Nabi, Hukukun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tafsir in the Jami Masjid. So Wednesday we left from here, mashallah. My brother Khalil is one of our students, so he sent his driver Lidis. So about 12:30 or so we left from here, and then 1:15, 1:20 we were there at the airport. And mashallah, we got very good seats on Safe Air with the help and mercy of Allah, extra leg room and so forth. So I told them that my fundis, you know, that I'm too tall, I can't sit on the small, so they just give me good seats with Allah's help. Allah, everything is Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatum rabbi. When we landed there, we read Zohar Salat there at the airport, mashallah, had lunch there also. And there, our lunch meaning our own food, not to go buy here and there. So we take food from home. And thereafter that we landed there on schedule, and Hafiz Muhammad Basa was there, mashallah. So he picked us up. So when I saw the car, then there was a joke. I told him, Hafsab, don't you see somebody stole your number plate? He started laughing. He told me it's a brand new car. It's just 3-4 days old. So I said, oh, they sent a brand new car for me. MashaAllah. Allah reward the capital group. So then I can use that to run around and so forth. So MashaAllah, we settled down and everything. Then it was, you know, after Maghrib and so forth, we had to go there. So there were Dr. Junaid Arabi's place, his Masi, his Kala passed away, Rashida, and you know, his mother Farida also is not well. So we had supper there, the family were there. Allah Ta'ala grant our sister Rashida also Jannatul Firdaus, grant the family Sabre Jameel. When you speak, even now, they just cry, you know. It's just exactly 3 weeks when we reach there, you know. Nevertheless, so then after that, we went to the masjid, and that is Tongat Masjid, and Moanapadia is there. So we had a nice, you know, program with Allah's help. We spoke about the important events that occurred during the month of Rabiul Awwal, beside the Miladun Nabi, the auspicious birth of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and beside the wafat and demise of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Hijrah. So all the others, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, Imam Malik passed away in this month, and many, many other great, great incidents took place. So we mention all those incidents. And mashallah, there was a good crowd also. And then, you know, it was live on Sirius FM Ansar and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and all the programs were after Isha, and 9:30 we finished. So Allah Ta'ala accepted. And thereafter, now we have a new family member day in Tongat, Hafiz Umar Adam, mashallah. So my sister's grandson Ridwan is married to Raisa. The nikah was on Friday. So I told him, Afsab, that I'll come to you. So I thought that, you know, we 10 people, 5 people. He invited so many people there, mashallah. So we went, Tonga, this big problem. Half of it got water, half doesn't have water. And those who have water also, 2-3 hours they have, then another 5-10 hours they don't have. What a disgrace for the government and ANC. You know, be sharam, no haya, no modesty, nothing. They steal from the poor people, and they get paid millions, and they don't pay, you must remember, for water, they don't pay for electricity. For them, there's no load shedding. For them, there's no water shedding. And what they use, they don't pay. We have to pay for them. So therefore, I told you, me, I never ever voted for them, and I'll never vote for them. They're a disgrace, man. They destroyed this whole country, if you ask me. You must remember, we must speak the truth. All this boot licking and all that, I don't believe in these things here. So we must tell them on their face, you're a disgrace to South Africa. Anyway, you must remember, that is what the City Press carried, the whole article. I sent it out to all the groups and on Twitter and on, you must remember, Telegram. So, mashallah, so I was very happy, and I met Muhammad, his son Muhammad, mashallah. He's 10 years old, he finished 10 suparas. Now listen to Muhammad's story. So, then I asked him, Hafiz Muhammad, now where you becoming Hafiz? They in Tongat, right? He said, they be Mona Dawood in Vellum. So I know Mona Dawood, Mona Abid. So that got finished. The next night, I had program in Vellum. So then I asked Mona Abid and them, you know the student? He said, very well. His father comes and brings him there, 4:30 sharp they are there. He says, this youngster, Hafiz Muhammad, this Muhammad, he's the first student to read. He reads Sabak, he reads Sabak door, and he reads back door, all one shot, one time, and the father is Hafiz, he is listening to the other students. See what the difference when the father and mother motivate the child. So Allah Ta'ala make our Hafiz Muhammad a great Hafiz, great Alim, great Mufti, great Sheikh, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala making him a means of Hidayat for the whole family and the Ummah. I was so overjoyed when I heard that, you know. So the Ustad praising his students so much. much, you know. They said he's our best student. So Allah Ta'ala bless the family, Hafiz Umar, mashallah, Adam Umar and his whole family there, mashallah, and our new addition to our family, Raisa also, mashallah. So that was now Wednesday night. By the time I reached back to home, and that it was, you know, day in Umslanga. So then Thursday morning, we started Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every day after Fajr, I would give some advices. We did Ishraq Salat, and then we come. Dr. Junaid Arbi used to pick me up and drop me. I was Jazawullahu Khair, Allah reward all of them. The one day two cars came, so I told them I did one car, not two cars. So there was some miscommunication and so forth. Then Thursday, I had to rest also, and then I made up my mind that I must clean up everything. So I answered all the questions, all the emails and whatever came, and I was very happy, and then in the afternoon I slept. Then Thursday, we had to go to Haji Ibrahim Asmal's place. They call him Boxer, you know. So, mashallah, Maghrib Salat, we read there in Lotusville. And it's right next to his house. And, you know, we were there before Maghrib, so the Maulana and all of them, Mona Huzaifa, they all were excited and so forth. So, and then we had nice supper there. Allah reward our Haji Ibrahim Asmal. Always he goes out of his way. Mona Abid was there and many other people. Allah reward them. Then we had our program there. So our program for Thursday night was, because with Laylatul Jumu'ah, Asma'un Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak blessed names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the attributes of the Master, and Salawat and Durood Sharif, and about other virtues of Laylatul Jumu'ah. So that also was very well, mashallah. So then I told them that, you know, after that I don't want to go anywhere now. Please give us permission, you know, so we have to leave. So mashallah, then after the program we took leave and we went from there. So Friday morning again we had program day in the Musalla, and then I had to leave for Avondale. So mashallah, Hafiz Basa, Muhammad Basa, he came to fetch me and he took me there to Avondale, and then he went away. So he had to arrange few things. So I was there upstairs, and then Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili, he rendered the khutbah and on sabr, on patience, and there are some 1-2 nice stories he mentioned. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, sickness he mentioned was 18 years, and he cried to Allah, Anni Masaniya Durru wa Anta Rahamur Rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity has struck me, and you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So Alhamdulillah, we finished up, and then I came down, and then just I read 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid, and the azan went. And then I spoke for half an hour, Hukukun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the rights of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us? We have to believe, have true iman, no doubt and skepticism in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 2, love and respect for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respect, number 2. 3, the true love, not only in Rabiul Awwal and 12 Rabiul Awwal, nay, every day of our life, every night of our life, every month. So that is iman kataqaza. That is what iman demands from us. Then ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we follow the actions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately. And thereafter, remember that the ita'ah, and that is the speech mubarak, we are obedient to it, not look for loopholes this way, that way. Salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood sharif, day and night, and spell also on the Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, and tabligh, tablighu risala, the message of the messenger we have to convey. That is what the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the ummah in Hajjatul Wida, fal yuballi shahidu minkum al-ghaib. Those of you present here, take this message and propagate it, convey it to all those who are absent. So that is what we must try and do. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. Mashallah, Mona Randeri and them were there and so forth. Then lunch, mashallah, we went back home because Haji Mohd Ikhlas and them were overseas and so forth, the capital group. So I said, no, that it suits me fine. So mashallah, we took the food there and mashallah there, and we had lunch, everything. Then Friday was a busy day for us, so thereafter then Asr time and the traffic, we just made it in time to Masjid al-Taqwa, and mashallah, then I dropped my wife and I picked up Muhammad Ridwan and his father Yunus, other brothers Salman and all of them, and then we just made it there in time there by the Masjid. About 2-3 minutes was left. And then after Asr, mashallah, that Hafiz Muhammad Aqub, Haji Ahmed Aqub's son, he read the Qirat and I gave some nasiha and advice. Ridwan told me, make quick, you know, before when he was in the car, he wanted to go meet his R&R, Ridwan and Raisa. So I gave him some good advices and thereafter we performed the nikah. And one thing very good they did. I asked them what you're doing. They told me, I said, very good. That's exactly what I want. Then I asked them, who will be the wakil? So I asked Hafizab, he said, he will be the wakil, the father of the girl, the lady getting married. So that is what you must always do. You must remember, the girl's father, he must be the wakil, what you all call wali and all that, the representative. And then I asked, who's the witnesses? So he said, mashallah, his elder brother, so he will be, and his brother-in-law, mashallah, so that is that, Ahmed Aqub and brother Shabir. I said, excellent, very good. So all that is done, taken care of, we're very happy. The mahar, mashallah, was 21,000, and the jewelry and what have you and all. So mahar Fatimi and above. So all that was sorted out before the nikah, obviously. And all it went very, very well. So I performed the nikah, made dua and so forth. And then we had to get Ridwan out because now he must go visit his wife now. So because after Maghrib is Walima. So this is a masla you must learn. So if the husband and wife spend the night together and the next day is Walima, today is nikah and tomorrow Walima, that's the best. To consummate the marriage is not compulsory, they spend the night. But sometimes now you want the Walima the same day, so then easy, husband and wife must meet obviously after the nikah and go into khalwa, in privacy, and then they spare their moments there, 15, 20 minutes, whatever, and after that you have the meal and you make intention of walima, so all that is perfect, no problem. So mashallah, we read Asr Salat, Maghrib Salat, Isha Salat day in Masjid al-Taqwa, and you know, then it was the meals and so forth. Everything, the food was very nice, mashallah. Everything totally separate, no videos and no intermingling, no nothing like that. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala keep us always on steadfast and the right path. And my sister and their duas, Allah Ta'ala reward them, grant them all shifa as well and complete cure as well. So mashallah, then Isha time, you know, so Mawlana Ismail Karim, he's my nephew, my sister's son, he was the MC, and then he introduced the Qirat, you know, so the Qirat was read, mashallah, and thereafter by Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar is married in our family, Mawlana Abdul Aziz Ahmad's son, he's a Hafiz and he's a doctor also, he reads very beautiful Quran. Then his brother Uwais is a Hafiz, also Mawlana Abdul Aziz's son. So he's studying there. He and Ridwana together in the same class. And they both Hafiz and both are in fourth year in Talimuddin. So he read a Naat Sharif and that. He brought tears to our eyes. Beautiful, you know. In fact, I want to tell our engineers they must take that portion out and we can play it on air many times, inshallah. Because I told him there, supper time, that I want you must read for 10, 12 minutes because there's a lot of time. So he got very happy also. So mashallah, he did a wonderful job. And then I spoke about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which day was Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam auspicious birth? What time? Where in Makkah? And what happened before that? What happened during that time? What happened after that? All this we sent it out, all the podcasts. So 4:35, that in the morning, Subah Sadiq time, the Milad of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place, the honorable birth in Makkah Mukarrama. The honorable mother Sayyida Amina would see nur, radiance and effulgence emanating emanating from her prior to the birth Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, the incident of the elephants took place 55 days before that. All this is called Irhas, and you see that the Persian Empire, their pillars and all that were crumbling, collapsing. The Furat River, the Euphrates River, the current change to show that kufr and shirk will now be overpowered with Islam, Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advent, and the Master alayhi salam's Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to take place. So many incidents. Even the jinnats remember there in Makkah where the graveyard is, that area is called Hajun. They were singing poetry prior to the birth Mubarak. Wafa'ul wa wafa, Allama Ibn Jawzi has written. And what poetry they read? Akrim bi mauludin wa akrim bi walidi. That you must honor the baby to be born, the greatest of all time and all places, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his father. So father passed away at the age of 25 and buried in Medina. So the Master alayhi salatu salam did not meet his biological father, and yatim, alam yajidka yatim and fa'awa, and orphan. So all these things we discussed. So it went very, very well, and thereafter was the, you know, tea and all that by the Chauhan family. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward them by Muhammad Chauhan, his honorable father, his children, all were there. So first time I went upstairs and all that. So anyway, Allah ta'ala reward them. Then Saturday was a busy day also. So I went to meet my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and he was so happy, elated, delighted. 1 hour or so we spent there. And thereafter I went to Spingo Beach to meet the family, had lunch there, all. And then I came back, and then it was the last program, and that was now there in Stenger. So mashallah, we had meals there by Brother Nasim Timur's place there. And thereafter was the program, and Maulana Musaji was there, Maulana Rashid Musaji. He just returned from Umrah. And Mufti Fahim Desai is the Imam there, mashallah. So there they had these youngsters, you know, African youngsters who were reading. They read beautiful, you know. I was really amazed how beautiful they read, especially, I believe, the Maulana. He read Mustafa, beautiful, you know. And then I spoke about Wafatun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because that occurred on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the 11th year of the Hijrah, on Monday morning. So all the details there. And then mashallah, we returned, and then we had to leave. We had the early flight, 8:30 in the morning. So I was amazed that the airport full to capacity, the plane also full. But we make dua always to Almighty Allah, Allah se mangnahe, Allah se manwana. So I went there to the lady. I say, Mama, you see how tall I am. Give me the best seat you got. She just looked at me, say, for you, Fundis, I give you number one. So I said, excellent, because number one is like the best seat. Nobody in front of you, we can stretch our legs and everything nicely. So because, you know, for me, these small seats are a big problem. Although it's a short flight, 1 hour, 50 minutes, 45 minutes, depending how you want to count it. But anyway, still we want to know so we can sit nicely and all that. So anyway, we came back, and then Haji Ahmad Wali, Brai Khalil and them came to fetch me. Allah reward them, and we were back by about 11 o'clock, up past 10, quarter to 11. And then I had to answer a few questions, and then I had to sleep. I was tired, and then the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi yesterday. So alhamdulillah, we thank our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. He came back Saturday night, mashallah. And then our brother Hafiz Hussein Wadi, mashallah, the coordinator. So they do all the programs and venues and everything. So people wonder, I said, no, you must contact them. Okay, alhamdulillah, we're back live on the radio as well, the decoder. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Once again, my brother and cousin there in Nigel, Abdulli Abdul Karim, his wife Hawa, she was strangled this morning, I think. And the details are a bit sketchy, so make dua. Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus. Allah ta'ala grant the family Sabre Jameel. 2:30 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then will be Seerah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam between 3:35 and 4. Dawud Siddat 4 to 5, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mashroobat, what water and what juice and so forth the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take and drink and so forth. And then 5 to 7, Mu'ana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, Surah Muddathir, verses 1 to 25, 7:30 to 8, Mu'ana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah, 8 to 10, Mu'ana Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz, with a Q&A, 10 to 11, so how we can control our evil glances and eyes, by Hazrat Hakim Saab, rahimahumikam Akhtar Saab of Pakistan, Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him, and all the buzruks and all the elders, Jannatul Firdaus, Ameen, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.